Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to yet another lovely episode of The Gear Corner. I am your host, Spuds. Simple, bold, elegant, beautiful. This is going to be completely off the wall kind of episode. We're going to be featuring the Line 6 Pod Express today. I'm really excited about this piece of gear and also doing this episode. So I thought to myself, well, I'm going to show what it can do, obviously. Running it off the three AA batteries, doing the stereo left and right out, quarter inch jacks, going into the Focusrite Scarlett 18i8. The first sets of tones that we're going to dial in and everything. We're going to save some presets, and then we've got what they sound like through the quarter inch outs, and then I will hook it up and make it an interface showing the DI capabilities, but also the tonal differences without changing any of the presets. So you'll get a comparison to see if they're dark or if they're the same or whatever. And then also we're going to test out the capabilities of the reamping for the DI, because I haven't tried it yet. This is a test. Just as you can do stereo left and right out via USB for channel 1 and 2, you can also select channel 3 and 4, and that's DI stereo, which is great, I think. So first off, we're doing the stereo left and right quarter inch outs into the Focusrite Scarlett 18i8. It's simple. I've already got a tone that I've dialed in through headphones the first day I got it. We will listen to that, maybe manipulate it. But anyways, we have a distortion, a mod, the delay, and the reverb are the four controls, and then when we push in and hold the alternate, we have gain, mids, bass, and treble, which is really cool, very useful. And I'll give you that prime example. So we have our clean tone. It's basically our direct signal. So later on, when we utilize the USB-C port and make this our interface, we will have a stereo natural track of what you're hearing right now. But then you'll also have simultaneously the effect, which this is the preset that I made. That the way it is, so that when we switch over to the audio interface, which is what I was using this box as, the Pod Express, it was plugged into the computer, the headphones were plugged into the Pod Express, and then, you know, that's how I was monitoring and dialing in that tone. So I will show you that tone, preset number one. So white presets, crunch highlight, and then we're going to build another one that we're dialing in with this interface as it stands. So we will move to dynamic. Then once we have selected the preset, we can then push in both the on and the tap buttons, and it goes into the editing mode essentially of the preset. So what we have currently let's start with the distortion. All right, so I took the distortion knob, the control from the distortion setting, and moved it back to the middle of the overdrive setting. And that gives us our nice dry. Now I'm going to take the alt knob and move over to the mod, which would be the mids. Let's see if we can get them down. All right, I'm going to open them up. Our mids are now directly 12 noon. Let's go to our treble. So alt and then reverb. Take it all the way to off and then bring it back up to noon. I want some more. So put it to 2 o'clock. Even more, 3 o'clock. All right, from there, I'm going to take the alt, go back to the mod to enhance the mids a little bit more. Sorry, reverb off. Now alt for the delay, and that'll be our bass. Put it at 12 noon. Add some more. Sounds like the sweet spot is taking the delay, which is the lows, and moving it back to about 10 o'clock. And that's really letting the mids and the treble cut through the mix for that overdrive. All right, let's add some reverb. We're starting with the hall, barely on. Halfway. Let's go to the plate. I like that. Let's add a little more. That's good, about 30-ish%. All right, and then for the delay, let's see if we can do a ping pong. Let's make that happen. Open up the mids a little bit more. As well as the treble. And now let's go back to the bass. See what we can do with this. I like that a lot. So you hold down the amp button, it automatically switches back, showing you what bank you are currently on, as well as which preset is blinking. And right now we've got it on the dynamic, which is what we wanted. So we push that again, and it blinks a few times quickly, and we're back in. So now if I'm on my preset mode, what we had... Yeah, man. Let's go into that preset because I like those two complementary, but that needs to open up a little bit. So now that we're in that preset, alt reverb to bring out the treble a little more. So we hold down the amp button, it goes back into the preset mode, showing the bank that we're on, and the preset that we are editing is blinking. Now we can choose to store overwrite, and that's what we're going to do, or you can move the dial in between other banks and then find other preset spots, and there are 7 presets. I think there's 3 or 4 banks. So we're going to save that, confirm by pushing down, go back into preset mode. Let's edit that preset again. Hold down the alt button and move the amp knob. It's the volume. Let's hold down the amp button. It is blinking on the bank and preset. Verify. Let's go back into preset mode. Go back to the dynamic preset. I like it too much. Let's leave it alone. Go back to the dynamic preset. Now let's go into the preset by tapping both the on off and the tap button. Hold the alt button down while turning the amp knob up. Let's up the volume. We'll be right back. Let's go ahead and hold down the amp button. It goes back to our bank and preset. Verify where we're saving it. Go into the presets mode by hitting the on and tap button simultaneously. And we have our, let's call it the verse. Turn our treble up. Hold the amp knob down. All right, verify that we're saving it. All I did was bring the reverb down a little bit on that one. Let's go ahead and save it before it gets destroyed. That's on the crunch channel. All right, so in theory, we go back into our presets. We move down one to the dynamic. Too much reverb. So let's go to plate. Let's try to match it. Okay, let's add a little more treble. Let's go ahead and save that, because that sounds cool. Let's see. So we're back into preset mode. Dynamic preset. Success. Woohoo. This is where I have to change and make the Pod Express the audio interface, which means that I won't have an active microphone recording simultaneously. So that's going to be added in, but we'll make it very simple. So it's just going to be a quick comparison, one and two. This is our preset for dynamic, as the Pod Express is the audio interface. Going to use our crunch preset. to use both presets without interruption and see how smoothly they transition. Here is starting off with the dynamic preset and then utilizing the crunch preset. Example of the stereo DIs on their own. Here is an example of the DIs being reamped using two different plugins, one for each of the DIs. So there you have it. That is the Pod Express. Tip of the iceberg of what's possible, but it's a very interesting concept for a piece of equipment. If I were just going to be able to take a backpack and a travel guitar case, and that's it, and I had to pack all my cables, microphones, you know, all that other crap, I think I would utilize a USB microphone and this Pod Express as the guitar interface, simply because it's already in stereo. It has all the effects I would use. It has a three-band EQ that can be manipulated. I mean, you can have the DIs in stereo, so half the work's already done for you. I mean, it's a no-brainer. It sounds great. These are the Helix family effects, so they are great quality. I mean, they sound awesome. It feels amazing. Let me throw that out there. Like, under the fingers, it feels great. It feels like you are in the studio running your mic'd amp from an ISO booth, and you're in the control room and you're playing, and there's no lag, there's no delay that you don't want. there's no latency. It's a very, very cool, very, very cool thing. Very excellent tool. And I highly suggest it, no matter what your level of expertise or lack thereof is. So until next time, I have been your tone diving captain of a Sonic Soundwave Spuds. You want to give any suggestions, anything like that, hit me up at bunkerbrigadepodcast@gmail.com. Hugs and chugs from Texas.